And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances, sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to Finances on Friday. Once again, your host, Bart DeSilva. And for the next 30 minutes, we've got information that relates to your finances. What's going on around the world, the Trump presidency that's impending, and of course, gold and silver. We're talking with David Fisher once again. Welcome back, David Fisher, to the airwaves here at KHNR AM and FM. Aloha.
Aloha and Happy New Year. Boy, is it going to be an incredible year. Bart, I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to have a lot of exciting things, but you better buckle your seatbelt, everybody, because every report I'm reading, and this is not anti-Trump reports, it's just a lot of uncertainty are going to happen because he's going to shake things up.
Yep.
And we need that to be shooken
yes.
up because
mm-hmm.
we got a lot of problems he's going to inherit. So anyway, thanks for having me on your program.
Absolutely, David. We love talking with you. You are a wealth, no pun intended, of information. So we're going to be covering some topics like changes from one administration to another. And what does that mean? Also, currency war during the Trump administration, And the time bomb of the national debt. The fuse has been lit. And we'll get to gold and silver news. But right now, question number one for David Fisher. David, we're coming up soon on a huge change in our nation from one type of a president to another president, with significant opposing views. Tell us about the economic and political decisions made in recent days by the Biden administration that the Trump administration will inherit.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things that President Trump's going to inherit. Before we get into that, let's see what the views of the world public are saying. How about Deutsche Bank's Financial Market Survey? This is a global survey. It was done December 10th through the 13th of last year. I'm not going to read the whole thing because that'd take more than the time we have, but just two major points from it that were highlighted. Here's one. Global trade war is seen as the biggest risk, people are saying in the survey, for 2025, followed by a tech stock plunge and also concerns over inflation and bond yields. Bart, everything we've been talking about, the world says that's going to be on the top of the list that they're going to be watching.
Wow, we're ahead of the curve. All right.
Yep. And in reference to the stock market movement, you know, the S&P went up fairly nicely, around 20 plus percent last year. We'll get into the specifics of it in a moment. Mm-hmm. But the reports from the survey says about 23% believe it's going to be lower. 23% believe it's going to be higher, so that's it cancels that out.
Mm-hmm.
But 35% say it's only going to move between 5 and 10%. We'll see what happens. A couple more surveys on what the world thinks. Statista, the most recent report, 71% of the respondents say they now feel optimistic about 2025. It'll be much better than 2024. I would say amen.
Yep. Yep.
They're also going to see some increasingly uncertainty, which brings us to the local poll called the Gallup poll, which is an American poll. It was conducted, and Americans believe this. I'm not going to read the whole report again. That 2025 will be a political year of conflict. They also say it will have economic difficulty and international discord with increasing power coming from China and Russia. And the obvious thing that they say in the poll, a rising federal budget deficit. They said the United States is going to face both internal and external turmoil. And our economy was moving rapidly the wrong direction. Most of them feel that it's moving now the right direction. But let's get into a few of the things that President Trump's going to inherit.
Okay.
How about this? This is not an inheritance, but here's what Biden did when he's on his way out the door. Can you believe it? Hillary Clinton and George Soros, sorry for swearing here, both received a Presidential Medal of Freedom. I just want to throw up.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Biden kiboshes a great U.S. steel deal. You know, he says he wants to help the economy. He should have let that thing go. Speaking of banning things, he banned gas-powered tankless water heaters. He made them illegal. That's insane. Speaking of gas, how about this one? He banned new oil and gas drilling in 625 million acres of federal waters.
Yep.
I could go on and on. We're running out of time. But let's get in what President Trump is inheriting on the way out. You know, it's kind of a gimmick or kind of a political gamemanship that the outgoing administration does something kind of funny for the incoming administration. For instance, Clinton, when he was exiting and George Walker Bush was coming in early 2000, Clinton took all the W's off the keyboards of all the computers in the White House and other administrative offices. Remember back then we had to do the www dot, you know, enter a website.
Yep.
That cost the government $15,000. That's a lot of money to you and I. The government, that's like 1 second of spending, if that. I wish it was that was the only thing that President Trump was going to inherit. That's an easy fix. But what is he going to inherit? Well, Biden is emptying the coffers. He's depleting the treasury. He just spent, in the last month of December last year, passed a budget over $2 trillion. That's 30% bigger than last year. President Trump is inheriting that spending monster. And to put it even worse, the debt is to service the debt. Last year, remember, we have $36 trillion debt. We'll talk about that in detail in a moment. But we got $36 trillion. $10 trillion of the $36 trillion had to be serviced last year. It came to maturity. How did we pay for that? We issued $26 trillion of Treasury bills and U.S. savings bonds. It's insane.
Yeah.
You would think that's bad news, but it got worse. Another $10 trillion, Bart, is going to come to maturity in 2025. That's 80+% 84% to be exact, of our debt is maturing in a 2-year period. This has never happened in any country, let alone the United States.
Wow.
And if you remember what I said the last time we talked last year, I quoted Janet Yellen, how she was apologizing for how much debt she increased as a Treasury Secretary. I don't think the apology is worth the air that's coming out, because it's just going to turn into a mess. You can't get out of debt by going into debt, but that's what our country has been doing. Not just President Biden, not just President Trump previously, not only Obama. We can go back to the Clinton administration. This is a trend that's been in place and been put together. I don't know if it's purposefully, but beside the point, whether it was done on purpose or out of ignorance, it was done, and it snowballed out of control. And President Trump is going to inherit the biggest budget deficit any president will have even come close to, and that is the lame duck that I wish would just go away.
Well, it helps that Trump is a successful businessman. And, you know, I believe that if anyone can do it, it's going to be DJT. And we're only 10 days away from the 20th when this program airs. You're listening to Finances on Friday, brought to you by Landmark Capital. David Fisher, we got another question for you, but we've got a phone number for the folks out there. Some free information for calling the toll-free number on BRICS. The new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. Yeah, we'll see what's going to happen with that. And the other white paper, the coming bail-in. All you need to do is call 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or simply go to landmarkgold.com. Question number two, David. Well, some say that there's been an ongoing currency war. And under President Trump, the currency war will blow up to epic proportions. What is the news cycle about all of this?
Well, some say that this war is just a continuation. Let's put this into perspective. First of all, there's the opposite of this. Bart, there's been times where we've had currency peace times going on. Mm-hmm. I'm referring to 1944 to 1971, the original Bretton Woods era, when the dollar was king. The world wanted the dollar. They couldn't get enough U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. Why? The dollar is backed by gold.
Yep.
We have another period of time from 1987 to 2010 that the world wanted the dollar. Those two eras were not currency wars at all. In fact, just the opposite. But something changed around 2010. Let's go back in time. President Obama was in office. This was a year before we got our first credit downgrade of a country, which means we spent way too much money than the revenue that came in. Well, obviously, central banks and big hedge fund managers saw the problem in advance. That's why they started this currency war in 2010. But it's not stopped since then. It's escalated. This thing is going to get worse, and according to Bank of America analysts, they're saying 2025 will be a currency war full blown, and they are expecting gold to rally to over $3,000 an ounce. We're currently around $2,650 and change here. Mm-hmm. But President Trump is going to combat this thing. He made a pretty good attempt his first run in office. Now he's learned, and he's going to take a playbook from the Ronald Reagan era. When James Baker, the Treasury Secretary, was working with President Reagan, Baker called France, Germany, Japan, and UK's finance ministers all together for a special meeting at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. The purpose? To create a currency market stability. They all agreed on one thing, that the U.S. dollar would be devalued in an orderly fashion. People are going like, what? That doesn't make any sense. The dollar going down? Well, let me give you a newsflash. Under President Trump, his first term, he purposely lowered the dollar 14% in his 4 years being in office. You're probably saying, why would he do such a thing? Well, let's understand that. When you lower the dollar, that means the products that are made in the good old USA are cheaper for the rest of the world to buy, and they buy more, which means more revenue to countries or our companies that are in the United States, which means more taxation to the country. That's the economic development and the model that Reagan created. Trump's going to play that card again, and we're going to see what will happen. But what we do know is this. There's going to be a sell-off in the dollar this time because the world has been selling the dollar during this last era since 2010. They weren't selling it when Reagan was in office. So this currency war, if you want to call it, is going to escalate, which means, what does this mean to you and I?
Yeah.
It means we're going to have economic growth. But it also means we're going to have a devaluation in our currency. And that's where you got to hedge yourself. Think of the teeter-totter. As dollars are on one side of the teeter-totter and they go down, gold and silver is on the other side of the teeter-totter and it goes up. And that's why President Trump, his first term, we had a massive rally in gold and silver. We're going to expect the same this next 4 years. But it's going to be on steroids this time. Why? Because the world was not selling the dollar aggressively, a little bit, under President Trump his first term. But now they're pulling out the stops. They did it under Biden, and they see this debt out of control. They have to sell dollars. They're protecting their own financial future, and they're buying gold. And that's why you got to piggyback the biggest money of the world. We have a guarantee of a dollar devaluation and a guarantee, if you want to call it that, of a rise in gold and silver. Call Landmark Capital. Take advantage of that. There's no obligation, but learn about it. Get our free reports on that. We'll help you understand.
All right, coming up, we're going to be talking about the national debt and gold and silver. We love to talk about gold and silver because, well, after all, you can talk about gold and silver with David Fisher personally or with his staff by calling this number, 844-604-2575. And we'll be back with more finances on Friday, every Friday at 6:30, right here, KHNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Gold is in the news. Why? Because the world is going towards gold, and Costco, a major retailer, has now been selling gold since 2023 to citizens in America. They've sold around $200 million a month. Landmark Capital wants to make it even easier for you to buy gold. The same type of gold, a 1 ounce, 24 karat bar that Costco is selling. Landmark Capital is also doing the same, but at a cheaper price than Costco. It's for a limited time only, one per household, no annual fees like Costco, no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no nonsense for immediate delivery. Call me right now at Landmark Capital and take advantage of this.
You heard David. Give Landmark Capital a call right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or just go to landmarkgold.com.
Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again. Finances on Friday, speaking with David Fisher from Landmark Capital, covering all the bases economically and giving you the information that you need to safeguard yourself from lots and lots of impending volatility. We'll give you the facts and you can make your own decision. But don't forget, you can always call David with any question. The phone number here, 844-604-2575, or go to the website at landmarkgold.com. Question number three for you, David, something that continues to grow and finally has become newsworthy is the national debt. The implications of this are severe and being written about now regularly. Well, you've been talking about it for a long time, but tell us, what is the news currently on the national debt?
Well, I've been doing this for 30 years, and last year there was more talk on CNBC, MSNBC, Reuters, major publications, financial publications about the debt, the budget deficit, and where we are headed. I will say that year than the previous 28 years combined. It has escalated. Why? Because the debt has become a big issue. You know, we talk about this $1 trillion, and I don't know if really everybody totally has grasped, got their hands around that. So I'm going to give us some mental pictures. So imagine if you're going to spend a dollar a day. Well, let's do it this way. Imagine you're going to spend a dollar every single second. To get to $1 million, it would take you 12 days. A dollar every second. Mm. If you spent a dollar every single second to get to $1 billion, it would take you 32 years. That's a big jump. From 12 days to 32 years, from a million to a billion. That's nothing. Get ready for the huge jump. We're going to go from a billion to a trillion now. Again, the same thing. We're going to spend a dollar every single second. How long does it take to get to $1 trillion? 31,000 years.
What?
Yeah. Wow. How about this picture? Jesus Christ was born around 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. If you spent $1 million every single day since Jesus was born, today you still would have not spent $1 trillion.
Boy.
So $1 trillion is an incredibly large, unfathomable number. And we don't just got $1 trillion. We got $36 trillion debt. It's mathematically impossible. I wish I could stop with the report there, but new report just came out. Before I say this earth-shattering report, I'll remind I've done national radio, and last year at this time, I was reporting what the government, the Congressional Budget Office was what I'm referring to, where they were projecting where the national debt would be, how long it would take to get to $50 trillion. You know what they said last year, a year ago? They said it would be 2033, that's 10 years. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the new number. Before President Trump leaves office, according to the National Debt Clock, we will have reached $51 trillion. You want to talk about a snowball ballooning? It's not 10 years anymore. It's four, less than that. It's money we could never, ever pay off. It is impossible. I know President Trump's a very smart businessman, but it's just simple mathematical numbers. David Stockman, a guy who was the director of the Office of Management and Budget under Ronald Reagan. He's a Trump supporter through and through. He's a Republican to the very bare of his bones. And he said this recently. What's actually coming down the pike is the Democrats' revenge, a financial and economic, I'll have to use a different word, poop show, that will dwarf than anything our country has gone before.
Mm. Wow.
I think he's pretty smart. You don't get to be the director of Office of Management and Budget under Reagan and not know how money works and how debt is. Mm-hmm. We are headed for a financial catastrophe. And I'm a positive guy. I love life. I have a great outlook on life. But when it comes to money and the government, it's a horse of a different color, Bart. And every president for decades have said, oh, and every Congress has said, oh, yeah, this is how we're going to pay for this spending bill. Yeah. If that's the case, why do we have $36 trillion? The implications are far-reaching. That's why Financial News has escalated talking about it. We'll continue to keep the listeners in Hawaii informed. But let me just say on this, leave on this note. I believe President Trump's going to do all kinds of incredible things. But one thing I know for certain, he can't, nor anybody can't, and that's pay down this debt. Unless he wants to default and file bankruptcy or have a massive hyperinflation, there's no way out of this mess unless they want to seize your money called a bail-in. Either one of those scenarios is going to cause financial upheaval, financial uncertainty, and that's why you got to have gold and silver in your portfolio, because that is the mess that President Trump has inherited.
Wow. Well, as always, there is a silver lining to all of this other stuff that's going on, a silver lining, a gold lining. David, can you tell us what gold and silver are up to these days?
Well, it went up fantastic last year, and it shouldn't have even gone up because the dollar went up. Again, the teeter-totter. Dollar on one side, gold and silver on the other side. If the dollar went up 7% last year, gold and silver should be down at least 10%. Just the opposite. Gold performed right at the level of the NASDAQ, 28%. It outperformed the S&P and the Dow. Silver went up 21%. This should have not have happened, but it did. Why? Because the world is seeing a beginnings of a major financial problem that is going to bust loose It's like the little Dutch boy. They now realize there's not enough fingers that the Dutch boy can put in the dike to hold back the pressure, and it's going to bust loose in the next 4 years because it's simple math. The debt cannot get serviced, and you can't go into debt to pay your debt off. It does not work that way.
Wow.
So the stats are this. We're at a 30-year low, according to central banks, selling the dollar. They continue at this rate the next 10 years. The dollar will shrink below 50% of the usage in the global world reserve currency. That's why they're massively buying gold. They see the train wreck happening. Gold will make a big move in 2025. Silver is also going to do the same. Call Landmark Capital right now. We're running a discount.
Okay.
We also always have great sales. But there's one time a year to really take advantage of gold and silver, and that's the month of January. It's initiated on a wholesale market where they don't want to pay taxes. Landmark Capital passes this savings off to every listener in the month of January. Call and learn about those discounts. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. There's no coercion. There's none of that. Just simple facts, education. You want to take advantage of it? Great. I think you'll be very happy because you're going to look back in your portfolio. Probably gold and silver will outperform stocks, bonds, and mutual funds once again, because the worst is yet to come. The best is yet to come for gold and silver. That's the teeter-totter. Don't teeter anymore. Get on the phone and call us right now.
And that phone number, once again, 844-604-2575. And you can also go to the website at landmarkgold.com. And once again, David, the half hour just flies by. There's so much great information. You're so concise and clear about what's going on. We appreciate your time. And folks, you're listening to a program each and every Friday, 6:30. It's called Finances on Friday. We'll be back again 1 week from tonight. And David, you have a great evening. And once again, thank you for all the information. And we say aloha, David Fisher.
Aloha and Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 at 94.3 The Answer.